Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a difference between playing a series and not playing well against the Marlins, a National League team, but this is one of those teams that you're going to be jockeying against for that postseason position. So this, to me, that was one of the reasons why I think you magnify these games against teams that, you know, now that the Twins have kind of gotten themselves into this funk, you're going to have to scoreboard watch with a lot of teams, and right now Tampa Bay is one of them.
Yeah, and it was so important to get someone, ironically, at the bottom of the order to step up and help them win a ballgame, because the pitching was really good against the Miami Marlins. You got beat 2-0, you won 2-1, and then you lost 4-1. That pitching was good enough to win two out of three down there, maybe sweep the series. So to be able to get the win today, 4-3, once again, runs are hard to come by, and you get two home runs out of the nine hole in your order today is really good. I still think, though, as you bring up the wild card, and we're here on the 4th of July, there's still a lot of games to be played, the break coming up quickly, and then the trade deadline looms. I still think, even though they have a shot to get to the postseason, and I'm not dismissing that, you're right, Tigers running away with the division, they are the real deal. They have proven that. They've got Skubal, they've got a good lineup, they've got a good pitching around Skubal as a legit, you know, top of the game type ace.
Well, he should start the All-Star game for the American League. And then you got Riley Green and Javi Baez, who are, you know, you got two starters right there.
They're legit. So you can't say, oh, the Tigers are going to go in the tank and the Twins have a chance to win the division. I mean, you start looking at the numbers and what it would take for the Twins to overtake. Then you got to start thinking realistically, you know, are the Twins sellers or buyers? And I still lean, after June and what we've seen, that they've got to entertain offers. They've got to entertain offers for guys in the bullpen, and they got to entertain offers if a guy like Bader, if a team says, hey, we've got room for a guy like Bader in our lineup down the stretch for a contender or a team that has that opportunity, you know, where they feel like they can add a bat, they can add a guy who can play the outfield. I still think the Twins need to be in that mode to look at that. I don't think with a straight face you can say Twins management needs to go out and they need to add because they need to push their chips in on the table. I'm not sure you can say that. Good win today, no doubt. It feels great. Everyone is going to go out and watch fireworks tonight and feel really good about the home nine. But, you know, in reality, that they're probably still more sellers than buyers.
Well, and I'm going to, you know, push back. I'm not going to play the homer card, but I am going to look at the situation that you're in and that, yeah, you played awful baseball to get yourself, you know, behind the eight ball. Like, your June was one of the historically worst in team history. And what that pitching staff did was MLB historically bad. So can you bottom out any more than that? I don't know. I would like to think that you can't, but you've got this, you've got the Cubs, but then coming up, you've got Pittsburgh, you've got Colorado, you've got Washington, you know, you've got the Dodgers, you got all of these that are kind of sandwiched around the All-Star break. So, you know, I think you look at Miami, you should have won that series in Miami, but you couldn't score any runs.
Right.
You know, Twins scored more runs today than they did in, what did they say, like the last three games of that Miami series combined. That's not a good number. So I still think that you know, you've got a favorable schedule. I'm not sitting here saying they got to be buyers or sellers. to me, I think you're still in a hold because you're waiting for Luke Keyshaw to get back. You're waiting for Zebby Matthews to get back. And then, you know, you want to tread water until you get Pablo Lopez back, which, I mean, August-ish, I mean, maybe that's what we're looking at.
Maybe.
We don't know. We don't know exactly when you're going to get him back. To me, I think it's still, you know, the jury's still out on whether or not this team has got to buy or sell.
Yeah, and I want to bring up another one, and that is Bailey Ober. And I think Bailey Ober is going to tell the story. We'll get into that in more details. But Harrison Bader steps up, walk-off winner in the ninth. Twins win it 4-3. Same two teams tomorrow. Weather iffy for game two of the series. Weather looks great for Sunday's tilt at Target Field. But the Saturday game, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. By the way, lineup card at 12:30 tomorrow. First pitch after 1. We still haven't seen a starter name. But I want to get more into the Bailey Ober factor in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Twins win 4-3. Beat the Rays on the 4th of July at a steamy Target Field. He hit the walk-off in the 9th. 2 home runs on the day. Byron Buxton came up big as well late in the game, leading a Twins rally. They win at 4-3, same two teams tomorrow. I bring up Bailey Ober, put on the injured list, and as we've learned, and they talked about during the ball game, he's not completely shut down. Hopefully, after the stint on the injured list, and I talked about it here on CCO following his last start on Saturday, you got to do something about Bailey Ober, Chris Tubbs, and they did.
Yeah, we didn't know he was hurt as much as he was, but here's the thing, though. That's complete malpractice by the Minnesota Twins, because if Bailey Ober was really that hurt and it was compromising, he should have been shut down earlier. So this is something the Twins should have, they should have been a little more proactive and not reactive.
In a way, kind of like Joe Ryan a year ago, pitching hurt, then the Twins learned about it and shut him down. That didn't go well. They need Bailey Ober. We don't know about Pablo Lopez. But another huge factor, what's Ober like when he comes back?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.